The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú is a Fianna Fáil MEP and she joins me on the show. Cynthia, it's good to talk to you. I understand that there are these Dodge Rams and other US SUVs on the roads in Europe and they shouldn't be.
Correct. Hi, Kieran. Yes, I'm calling for the closure of a legal loophole. I'm not calling for the banning of these imported dangerous SUVs, but I'm pointing out that they are imported, they are dangerous, and there's a legal loophole allowing them to be imported into the European Union in far greater numbers than they were in the past. And this legal loophole should be closed. It's facilitating, as I say, the importation of these oversized vehicles, SUVs and pickups that we'll be used to seeing in lots of American TV. They're coming in from the US into Europe.
So what's the issue? That they're, what, too big for the road here, too big for parking spaces, too high? What particular problem is there?
Yes, particularly dangerous, the features you've just outlined, and also bad for the environment. Bad for the environment, they're heavily polluting trucks. The CO2 emissions from the Dodge Rams, I think they range from something like 300 grams to 900 grams per kilometre, significantly higher than the average newly sold car that we'd be used to here in the Irish market or in the European market. And then not safe at all. I mean, many of these trucks have dangerously high bonnets, as we've all seen, and the vehicle's leading front edge, it's often standing at 1.3 metres from the ground level. Now, that puts women, children and older people seriously in danger.
Do you think we should go a little bit further and just start phasing out SUVs altogether on the roads?
Absolutely not. I think the safety standards of the SUVs that we're used to seeing here, such as the South Korean manufactured one, the Hyundai Santa Fe, I think those ones are subject to rigorous standards and they are applied in order to be imported into Europe and to be sold and to be used by Irish drivers. But I'm talking about the ones that have come through as a result of this loophole. And the loophole is known as the Individual Vehicle Approval, or the IVA. And it has allowed this backdoor, effectively, to be opened more fully than it was. And we are seeing a huge increase. We're up 20% compared with 2022 of a brand such as Dodge Rams. Nearly 5,000 were brought into Europe in 2023. As I said, it's up 20%. That's a fifth compared to 22.
I'd love to hear, actually, if somebody listening is driving one of those Dodge Rams on the road, 087 1400 106. Michael Pidgeon is with us, Green Party councillor. Michael, do you think we should go a little bit further, not only close this loophole and get rid of those cars that, you know, by right shouldn't be on European roads, that was never the intention, and actually start to phase out SUVs altogether?
I think when it comes to these sorts of cars, it's a no-brainer that I would get them off our roads and ban them. We either have safety standards or we don't. And these don't meet EU safety standards. My opinion is they shouldn't be sold here. And the loophole that they're using to be brought in is essentially one that's designed for really, really specialist vehicles. Like, it might be something involved in like construction or mining or emergency services vehicles, things that wouldn't kind of comply with the usual EU standards. But in these cases, they're not for any particular purpose other than kind of showing off, kind of compensatory sad lad sort of behavior thing of showing off what a big car you have. They don't have any particular purpose, but what they are dangerous, as Cynthia set out. French research found that a large pickup truck is three times more likely to kill a pedestrian or a cyclist in a collision. US research has found similar about bonnet height. As it goes up, the risk of fatality goes up, and I think it's just common sense that if we have standards in Europe that allow for large cars, we should stick with those standards, and these sort of vehicles just aren't welcome.
Yes, I agree with Michael. And it's not just those features that he's pointed out on foot of the stats and the studies, but if you look at some of the key safety measures which became mandatory on the 7th of July 2024 for all newly registered vehicles here, they include a number of other things that people driving their cars now will be familiar with, such as automated emergency braking and lane departure warning and intelligent speed assistance, drowsiness and distraction warning, all that sort of thing, and even data recorders. I could go on. The list goes on and on when you have those regulations applied to properly imported, as I say, SUVs, but not these ones.
Michael, despite the fact that, you know, they don't have the kind of comparable bonnet height to these Dodge Rams and these other imported SUVs that we're talking about, I mean, is there a place on Irish roads, and particularly in our cities, in the urban environment, for, you know, your Range Rovers or your Hyundai Santa Fe's or your Volkswagen Touaregs or whatever it happens to be?
I think there probably is a place, but it's a relatively small one, and it should be, I think, kind of a niche part of the market. I find any time you have this conversation, people will say, oh, I have these specific circumstances that require that. So that's
kids,
kind of fair enough.
Kids is often the circumstance, Michael, people point out, the kind of the seven-seater option.
But yeah. I've heard people try and, you know, talk about their need for a Range Rover Discovery because they've two kids, and it's like, that's not really true, you know. So sometimes there is,
you don't believe
there is
they
an
have two
issue
kids.
With car seats in the back. Absolutely, I get that. I think the regulations kind of got that a bit messy. But the idea, like, Irish family size has shrunk and the size of cars in Ireland has massively inflated. And that's something, a pattern across Europe. They are more dangerous for other passengers, for other people on the road. Mm. And they take up a lot more space on, you know, particularly in towns and cities where there is a real limit to space. I just don't think it's kind of a direction we should go in.
Well, listen, like I say, if you're in one of these, Dodge Rams, Cynthia mentioned that particular brand. There are others that has managed to find its way into the Irish roads because of this loophole. I mean, and you want to defend it, do get in touch. 087 1400 106. Michael Pidgeon is a Green Party councillor in Dublin. Cynthia Ní Bhfiracú is a Fianna Fáil MEP.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.